Shabbat Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbat Bavli, Daf Samach Beis, begin Yerushalmi and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Etaytzi ishi b'machat anakuvah v'levitabas sheish aleh choisam v'le b'kulia v'le b'kaveles v'le b'sluchis shaplaiton v'myanzes chayeves chatas divrei Meir. Meir says a woman may not go out with a needle, with a hole, a ring with a stamp, clasp, kaveles, which is spices bound together, or a flask of fragrant balsam oil. If she went out with them, she is chayeves chatas. The chachamim poitrim v'kaveles v'sluchis shaplaiton was chachamim exempt for kaveles or flask of balsam oil. The Gemara says, "Tani lo yetsa chayet machtoi shvekelov, lo yalavla bekulma shibarznoi, v'hatzaba bedugma shibarznoi, v'lo yashulchani bedina shibarznoi, v'miyolso ay elu peturim divrei Rabbi Meir." Rabbi Meir says, in a brisa, on Shabbos, a tailor may not go outside with his needle inserted in his garment, nor a scribe with a quill in his ear, nor a dyer with a sample of different colors of dyed wool in his ear, nor a money changer with a coin in his ear. If they went out like this, they are exempt. Chacham say that a craftsman who carries out something like people of his trade is liable. Ha shakol adam yetsa mekach. The Gemara says anyone else, not a craftsman, may go out like this. The Tanin and Taman v'miyaltes chayev chatas to Reb Meir v'acha hu amar hochel. The Gemara says Reb Meir contradicts himself. The Mishnah here says that if a woman went out with a needle with a hole, she is chayev chatas. Reb Meir says this, and here in the Baisa, he says that even a tailor is exempt. Rimana amala stam, Rabbi Avun b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Taman derech hoitza menoshim, v'amhacha tefilim yotzin v'kach. Rimana and Rabbi Avun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answer that it's normal for women to take things outside like this. However, here, tefilin, which is subordinates go out like this, means people are a minority, they're bottle to the majority, women are a nation to themselves, and it's normal for all of them. The Tanin and Taman, we have a contradiction. The Rabbanan seem to contradict themselves. Here the Mishnah teaches that Chachamim exempt one who goes out with kaveles or a flask of balsam oil. This implies that they agree to admit that for a needle with a hole she's chayev, and then the Baisa they hold that only a professional like his trade is liable. Amavi Avin Tepate Beisha Gaideles. The answer to Beisha Avin says, our mission discusses a woman who braids, and that she's like a professional. Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Nachman to Rabbi Nechemia Zu Hi. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Acha Bar Rav Nachman, asked that if our mission like Rabbi Nechemia and like the Chachamim, it obligates for a ring with a stamp, meaning it's not an ornament. The Tanin and Taman Tabas Shematechet V'Choisim Shela Shela Almog Tmeya. Mishnah says a metal ring with a stamp of coal is tameh. It can receive tumah like a metal kli. A coal ring with a metal stamp is tahor, like a wooden kli without a receptacle, because its law depends on the ring itself and not on its stamp. Tani Reb Nechemia machlis v'chein hay Reb Nechemia oimim b'tabas acha choisma v'sulam acha shelivav v'kolev acha shesei shelivav acha v'o acha Seminary. The writer says, Ibn Nechemia says opposite, and so Ibn Nechemia used to say that the law of a ring depends on its stamp. The law of a ladder depends on its rungs. The law of a block with pegs from which a merchant hangs his wares depends on its rungs, means on the pegs. The law of a yoke depends on its pegs, protrusions sticking down, and the animal's neck goes between them. Rabbi La answered that our Mishnah is like everyone. The case is that she took it out to stamp with it. Quoting Rizeira said that if it was made for this and this means an ornament and to stamp, if one took it out to stamp, he's liable. If he took it out for an ornament, he's exempt even for the stamp, because the stamp is secondary to the ornament.